Good morning. Welcome to a new trading week, which looks like it's going to get off to a pretty handy start as far as the ASX 200 is concerned. SPY futures finished the after-hours session with a gain of around 0.5%, or about 32 points. And that was a reflection of a pretty constructive Northern Hemisphere session as far as stocks are concerned. European markets moved ahead. The FTSE was up by around 0.6%. The German DAX rose by 0.2%. The linchpin as far as US trade was concerned was the non-farm payrolls report for the month of March. So this was an important one because the previous month saw particularly weak jobs growth, and the market was concerned that if this was something of a continuation, then all of these concerns in most recent times around slowing US growth would be validated, and that was a risk for the markets, obviously. So 196,000 jobs were added to the US economy. That was just ahead of expectations for 180,000 jobs. The unemployment rate came in at 3.8%, but if there was a sticking point, it was the anemic rate of wages growth, but that hasn't been anything new. So all in all, it was a good number and the markets moved ahead. Interest rate markets were fairly steady. We saw a 10-year Treasury note at around 2.5%. So that's important in itself. We're at this point now where falling US interest rates are not viewed that well by equity markets in particular, because they're seen as a predictor of continuing moderation in growth. Elsewhere, worth pointing out that oil prices have vaulted ahead quite significantly over the course of the last couple of days, up by 1.4%. So part of the reason for that was the military activity in Libya, which is seen as a potential threat to supplies out of that jurisdiction. So worth keeping an eye on local energy producers today. As far as economic news is concerned on the local front today, we only have ANZ job ads figures to look at. You might shrug in terms of the importance of job ads numbers, but given the fact that the RBA is talking more about the importance of jobs growth in terms of the broader Australian economic picture, perhaps these things will take on a greater importance these days in terms of their ability to move prices. The Aussie dollar a little bit weaker due to a firmer US dollar. It's trading just north of 71 US cents. As far as the rest of the week is concerned, the more important economic news is offshore. We've got trade numbers out of China and the United States, and we've also got an interest rate decision out of the US midweek.